Just the other day, I possibly heard the greatest illustration of ADHD I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Oh, it's one of our mutual best friends in life. They live abroad, and it's the wife. I won't give her name yet. Okay, it's Kim. And so she told me this story. I almost passed out laughing. I broke out in sweats laughing. I almost wet myself laughing because it is such a good illustration of ADHD and sort of what it's like to live with it, because I have it.
Yeah, this I know.
Yes, and you have some traits. Don't be in denial about that just because you can do certain things.
It's possible I have traits. I've never been even suggested that I have it.
Probably because you're afraid to know thyself. But her husband, Casey, has it. So, you know, we all have it. And she shared this story where Casey was out of town. It's late at night. She's all snuggled up in bed, ready to go down. She's like, oh, she had to go downstairs to do something.
Right.
So she goes downstairs, gets down to the bottom of the stairs. This happens to me all the time. She gets there and goes, well, why did I come down here? She can't remember the reason why.
Right.
She can't. It's been seconds, right?
Yeah.
So she totally blanks, but now she's down there. And she's like, oh, well, I am really thirsty, so I'll just get something. Maybe I'll remember. So she gets some water in the kitchen, walks back to go upstairs, walks by her children's room. The Christmas light is blinking and on, and she's, oh, they left their light on. I better go in there and turn that off. So she goes in, turns it off, goes upstairs, gets back in bed, goes, oh, I left the water. And so she gets out of bed, back downstairs, goes into the kids' room, gets the water. She's like, oh, I'm such a knucklehead. Comes out, she thinks, oh, you know, I probably might as well, since I'm down here, I got to go to the bathroom. So she goes to the bathroom, goes back upstairs, gets in bed, literally goes, where's my water? Oh my gosh, I did it again. She gets out of bed. I'm not even done yet. I'm like halfway done. She gets out of bed, goes downstairs, goes into the bathroom, gets the water. She's like, I'm such a knucklehead, is going back upstairs, still trying to remember the original reason. Still can't think about why did I come down originally, because I know it wasn't for water. But okay, she's going up the stairs. Notice the window is open. She shuts the window, goes upstairs, get into bed, and goes, oh, my Lanta. She forgot the water on the windowsill. She gets up, goes down the stairs, gets the water, goes back, gets back in bed. Ah, oh, finally remembers her original reason. She had to take her contacts out.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the summation of my entire life in existence. Right there.
Them.
Dude, this morning, this very morning before recording this podcast, my wife says, honey, you left the backyard Christmas lights on. I put like icicle lights around the garage.
They look really nice.
Oh, they're very classy. And she's like, hey, turn them off. I'm like, yeah, of course. I come out into the garage to unplug them. I see the studio door open. What do I think? Show. Lights gone. I sit into my studio. 30 minutes later, my wife goes, you still haven't turned the lights off. I literally said, Seth, what lights? I didn't even think that we had lights anywhere that I had to turn off. Well, if you haven't figured out yet, you're listening to Smalley Marriage Radio. I'm your host, Michael Smalley, along with co-host Seth Johnson.
Good morning.
Who also happens to be the producer extraordinaire and makes this thing sound nice.
I try my best.
You do.
Thank you.
I'm feeling bad that I've kind of like said you have ADD and you're like, no one's ever told me that. Just make sure you know it's not an infectious disease.
Okay.
So it's not like you don't catch it from people.
That's good, because I think I spend a lot of time with ADHD people.
Yeah, you do. Maybe it's just rubbed off on you a little bit. Or maybe you pretend to be one just to fit in with the rest of us.
It's quite possible.
That is an entirely different show all together. But today we're talking about ADHD. We actually want to talk about it over the next several episodes, or, you know, for as long as I can stay focused on one topic.
Right.
Let's just be honest. But, you know, we wanted to start with this first show.
Hey, what are we talking about?
I forgot. No, we're talking about ADHD.
ADHD.
Cool. Yeah, don't. You know what? You know that's really going to get me distracted, right? I'm going to be like, what were we talking about? I can't tell you how many times I do that when I'm preaching or doing a seminar. And I'm like, you know, 75% done with a story, gone.
Right.
Can't think, what was I talking about? What was the story? How does this thing end? Who am I? Why am I standing here in front of all... That happens a lot.
You're the kind of teacher that I loved in high school, because in the middle of a lesson, I could just ask a random question, and then the rest of the class is gone because they're telling a story.
Like, you're mean.
Darn you, Johnson.
Hey, why did you do that? So we're talking about ADHD. So let's start off with a good definition of of what ADHD is. First of all, people still use the old term ADD.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's gone.
That term is dead.
It's dead to me.
It's gone to the distraction graveyard. The medical community does not use that phrase, ADD. It is just ADHD now.
Okay.
But there are three different subtypes.
Oh, this I did not know, actually, until just about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, how did that make you feel, finding out?
Ignorant.
I don't even know what to say to that. It's kind of true, though.
It is.
Now, there's three different types, and so really when you're looking at ADHD, what you have is you have the combined type, which is really the next two. You have the inattentive type and the hyperactive impulsive type. So if you're the combined type, like myself, mm-hmm. Kim and Casey, all three of us are the combined type. You have the hyperactivity and the inattentive type kind of combined together, which is right. why they use the word combined.
Makes sense.
And it doesn't make it any worse. And that's the thing about ADHD that people just have to understand is, you know, a lot of times, man, I'm telling you, I've got my master's in clinical psychology, and I should have a PhD, but true to ADHD form, I tanked out on my dissertation. Yeah, I got a little overwhelmed with the amount of research that I didn't know how to do. But I've been in this field for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make sure that people hear in this first show that ADD or ADHD is not a death sentence. It's not. It's a lot of times, honestly, it feels very much like a personality trait,
mm-hmm.
like who people are.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk in other shows as well on this topic. But, you know, it's often misdiagnosed. Someone's just a fun personality type, and they're having a hard time sitting still in class because the teacher is boring.
Right.
Not because your child has ADHD.
Oh, no, they have ADHD.
Oh, it really does get misdiagnosed. It gets overtreated. And so we really hope to give you a better understanding of what it is. I was looking online and found this great piece called 10 Facts You May Not Know About ADHD. We're not going to give you all 10 on the show, but we're going to make all 10 available on the website.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. You can go to SmalleyInstitute.com. This show is called What is ADHD? You click on there, you'll get all 10 of these facts, but some of the ones that really stood out to me were, first and foremost, medication can't fix ADHD. So if you're an adult, if you have a kid, and you think, here, just give them a pill, there, now they're going to be all better.
You're good. You're good.
Yeah, you're not good.
And so what does the medication do for you then?
Well, I can tell you because I'm on it. So I take an off-brand of Adderall,
okay.
All right? And what it does is, you see, with ADHD, a lot of people think, oh, they just can't stay focused. That's actually not true at all. We're actually really, really good at hyper-focusing.
Okay.
We just tend to focus on the wrong things.
Like, so, what do you mean?
Well, for example, if I'm writing a book, right? So I'm out early in the morning typing away. If there is some sort of a consistent noise somewhere in the background, whatever it is, dripping water, a dog, you know, screaming children in the closet that are begging me to let them out.
No, you can't get out. It hasn't been 3 days.
You've got 9 more days left. No, but if there's some persistent noise in the background,
yeah,
I will completely fall apart and focus solely on that noise and not on the other task that I really need to be doing that would be far more productive.
Okay.
Or let's say you're a food smacker when you eat.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Pet peeve.
ADHD people, I will get, especially as a parent, oh man, that was so not cool. Oh my, literally, if I could reach you from across this table, I'd slap you. ADHD people, I'll lock in on that noise, and it can tend to cause a lot of frustration, and I can get a little critical. Man, I've literally had friends of my children, mm-hmm. like, leave the table.
Good.
I couldn't do it. I'm like sitting there going, and I finally just have to go, do you have parents? Do they not teach you anything? No. I will literally go, what I finally learned, because I really embarrassed one friend once, and I realized that's not cool.
Yeah.
That's not very healthy. So what I have to do now, literally, is just get up and leave and either finish my meal somewhere else, like outside, away from them.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'll get locked in. I'll get hyper-focused on that.
You can't pay attention to conversations that's happening, anything like that.
But medication, what it does for me at least, is it helped me get off of the things I don't need to be focused on
okay.
and on to the things that are healthier.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's good to have a proper understanding of what the medication is going to do for you so you don't have those false expectations of it.
Well, and what it takes, by the way, it's not just medicine. It's also coping mechanisms that you have to learn. So medicine helps me. And by the way, I didn't have to be on medicine early on. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't until I was an adult that my issues with ADHD really started causing a lot of different issues in my life.
Okay.
And so as an adult, it's really helped me. But you also, with the medication, have to learn coping mechanisms. Like, for example, my favorite mantra in all of life for someone who's ADHD is Ohio. Only handle it once. It's the greatest thing I ever learned.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, only handle it once means you can't put something off because you will never remember to do that thing. So only handle it once is if you say, hey, Smalley, let's meet tonight at 5. If I don't put that down on my calendar, that conversation never happened.
Right.
So even though the medicine helps me in some areas, it doesn't mean I don't have to still develop healthy coping mechanisms to deal with my weaknesses, my growth areas.
That makes sense because even as someone without ADHD, it's hard enough to remember those small things.
It is.
So
it's a nightmare. So here's the deal. You need to have a healthy understanding of what ADHD is. We've given you a glimpse of that. Go to the website at SmalleyInstitute.com. We'll have the entire list of the 10 facts you may not know about ADHD. And we also have a special going on right now on our annual membership. You don't want to miss out on that because, frankly, folks, there are literally hours worth of video helping your marriage, helping your parenting, every relationship you have. So check that out at SmalleyInstitute.com. You've been listening to Smalley Marriage Radio. It is brought to you by the Smalley Institute. If your marriage is on life support, reignite your relationship in just 48 hours. Find out more by calling us at 1-800-975-8748.